This is the CNN Network, MI3. CNN Network, 220. CNN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CNN Network. This is the CNN Network, MI3.
And on YOU Mobile.
Why?
I can.
QRZ, this is WB9YPA Mobile.
Hey, how you doing, Mikey?
I don't know, I think I heard a lady in there. I must be hearing things.
Or it could have been an MI3 announcement.
Oh, that dumb thing.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, there's no ID behind it either.
And no, there's not.
Oh, never an ID behind it. I'm going to have to figure out where that's coming from and then disconnect from it.
Look on the bubble chart because it says it on the bubble chart. It's one of the ones in Michigan.
No, it's not that easy.
I know, but at least you'll know which one it is.
No. It's not that easy. You have to track it down one at a time. You have to actually, you have to type in each All-Star Link node number to be able to determine which one is lit up blue.
Yeah, when I looked at it, there's only one on the bubble chart that says MI3 on it.
Oh, there is, huh? Oh, it actually, you see an MI3 on there?
Yes, yeah, that's why I knew it was in Michigan. Yeah, it has it on there. It has it on that bubble.
Okay, yeah, see, and that's tied to, yeah, that's tied to the AC9HO 220 hub.
That it is.
Okay. I'll have to talk to Kurt about that, and maybe he can, yeah, Yeah, that's, and I don't think, yeah, and besides, I don't think those guys really don't like being connected to my repeater.
No, they don't.
No, right. I was told that that's not how they wanted that all set up. So they're not all that happy about my machine being, there's been complaints. I've talked to John about that, and there were complaints, and they didn't want to tell me. They didn't want me to know, but I finally pinned them down. I said, John, tell me what, you know, what the situation is. So, he finally did. He told me, and so he said that they wanted the thing, the network set up different, and that's fine.
Oh, yeah, well, technically they're not directly attached to you, so, you know, hey. But, I got it.
Yeah, right. So, the one that should be tied to my machine on a 24-hour basis is Matt's. Matt and I, we had an agreement to do this from the very beginning of that. So, yeah, Matt's machine should be tied to mine all the time. So that can be, and I think Kurt's got that set up to where his is connect. Matt's machine is tied to his on a 24-hour basis. So that works out just fine.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's how it is. Yeah, now I just lost my train of thought. Excuse me. Oh, well.
Yeah, see, that's the reason why you don't hear any traffic up on those Michigan repeaters anymore, and it's all because my machine is tied to theirs.
All righty.
Yeah, so I'll have to let Kurt know that what the deal is with that. Yeah, but I was told that they've got different plans for that. For that system up there.
All right. Now I'm surprised if they've got different ideas or whatever. But Kurt, right?
No, I get it. I understand it, but. Yeah, it's not John's machine or anything like that. He received complaints from several users that they're not happy with my machine. It's not the exact wording they used, but they're not happy with it, with the way it's connected together. They don't like my I don't think they want to be tied to this South Bend 220 system on a full basis.
Okie dokie.
WB9YCA.
And 9YOU.
Why are you mobile? Aren't you working today?
Sort of. Now home when I get back home, but no, I took the day off from work. Yeah, I got days. I might as well take them.
get it. Okay. I didn't think they ever let you take a day off.
Yeah, they let me go every once in a while. I got today off and then Friday off. And then I gotta wait till towards the end of June to have a couple more. So that's all right. It gives me a little break.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, well, I'm just mobile here over in Mishawaka. I'm out here on Bremen Road or whatever this is, 331.
Hey, well, you know, so am I. I'm over here at Meyer.
I'm exactly north of you, on Dragon Trail.
Okey-dokey. I tell you, people in these parking lots, they fly, and it's like, they can't even stop if somebody or a kid runs out in front of them. They're toast.
Well, yeah, they probably got desensitized after all the upside stuff. They probably figure, you know, a child's life is, you know, isn't valuable, you know, or they think, you know, animal life is higher priority, so they're not too concerned about, you know, that.
Yeah, and it's like he was going to the gas station, but he's driving a Tesla.
I hope he gets it filled up.
Yeah, I probably forgot he was driving a Tesla and went over there, tried to fill up, finds out that he can't fill up with gas.
I don't know, it could be an LS swap.
Yeah, that's true.
You see some of those YouTube videos where they got rid of the electric motor and all that?
That would be funny to see, though.
There was one guy that put, I'm trying, yeah, no, he put an LF, he put an LF that he got out of a Chevy and dropped an LS motor in it.
And talk about a sleeper.
I know Teslas are awful fast, they're pretty fast. Probably could walk an LS, you know, a stock LS pretty good. Hang on, I'm going to the store now. The Family Express, I'll be right out. W9 White.
Hey, Mike, yeah, I know where you're at. Now I'm going to let you go for now. I want to get in and get my stuff at Meyer, and then I come back out and I'll get back on, so hopefully it won't take me that long. Yeah, 9YOU. Okay, I'll pop back on here shortly, and 9YOU.
CMN Network. 220.
This is a CWL.
CMN Network, MI3.
Thank you.
MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
Long, EC9HL.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
So if you bought there, they would let's see, it's a $500 discount coupon kind of a thing, and another, I can't remember how much money, enough to actually offset, so you really wouldn't be, you wouldn't be paying tax or shipping. So, man, it was, I was tempted. Boy, was I tempted.
Yeah, I don't, definitely don't blame you there.
We were there Friday, well, Friday and Saturday, but on Friday it was the best weather of any time I've ever, I can ever recall from any year that I ever went, whether it was in Dayton or at the new location. The weather was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it sure looked like it, because what was it, around, Saturday afternoon, you guys got some storms? I think it was somewhere around there, but yeah, it was. It looked gorgeous Friday.
There was a little bit of weather on Saturday, but even that cleared up and the sun came out. Of course, then it made it nice and hot.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, but still, though, it's always a good experience over there.
Well, let's see, the next Ham Fest I'm thinking of is Hudsonville. Historically, that's always been a really good Ham Fest. It's up in Grand Rapids.
Oh, alrighty.
I gotta look. I think that's at the end of June.
Alrighty, yeah, I've never been to that one.
And then after that, most likely it would be like Elkhart.
Alrighty, yeah, I know there's, Kalamazoo too. I can't remember when, it might be later in the year, but haven't been to that one either. But Elkhart though, yeah, that's a definite.
Yeah, Kalamazoo is in October, and if they have it on Saturday, I'll be going.
Okie dokie, yeah, I'll try and make that one.
Yeah, it's just kind of nice. They moved the Kalamazoo Ham Fest to the fairgrounds, and it's a really good venue for that.
Oh, that's real good. There's got to be a lot of room.
Well, sir, we're making our exit off the highway into New Buffalo. We'll bid you adieu and good night and all that. 73 KAUGB.
Oh, you guys have a good evening, and we will talk to you later on. KAUGB and YOU 73.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.